and welcome to the podcast that discusses all things gaming. Coming to you from the home of Indie PopCon, Gen Con, and the gaming capital of the world, we are the Established Facts.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 126. Excuse me while my voice cracks, because now apparently I'm reverting to 13 years old. Episode 126 of The Established Facts. This is our pre-Gen Con episode. I hope everyone is excited about Gen Con. We have come out of June and July, and we're here. Woo!
Yay!
And there was much rejoicing. Yay! No, we are all extremely excited about Gen Con coming around the corner.
You know why we're excited about Gen Con?
Why are we?
It hasn't happened yet.
That's right. It hasn't happened yet. That's right. We're not.
We have nothing to complain about yet.
That's right. Nothing.
And most everyone here at the table has already spent enough money to be like, we have to be excited or we wasted our money.
That's right.
Yes.
Exactly. To be fair, I already have something to complain about, but I won't.
Oh, of course you do.
All right. And welcome, John, to the table.
So while we were, while we're introducing voices to the table, let's go ahead and go around and introduce everybody on the mics. We'll go ahead and start to my left.
Prime.
Daniel.
Hi, guys. This is Derek.
This is Lance.
This is Just John.
This is Josh.
This is Dr. Deb.
And, of course, I am your host, Big Don. So we are talking about different aspects of Gen Con. We're going to try and gear this episode for a lot of the newer people, especially with the 50th anniversary coming next year. There's going to be a lot of – that is extremely distracting, Lance. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be coming to Gen Con for the very first time this year. And last year they had over
62,000.
This year I expect them to have probably close to 70. Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine what
the trending on that is. Just that it's just going to increase by the thousands.
Right.
So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's one of the steadiest growing conventions like this. It has like the kind of like the highest percentage of growth mm-hmm. compared to a lot of other. Conventions its size or its style. I think it's the second largest gaming convention in the world next to Essenspiel, I believe is how you pronounce that.
The German
gaming convention. It's the only one that's bigger than Gen Con.
They probably
it's
don't
the largest
have
one in
fire
in,
marshal laws either.
They might.
To be fair, they have an entire continent of yeah. countries that come
no, no,
to
that's
it.
True. That's true. Without further ado, getting into Gen Con 2016, I kind of want to go around the table. I'll go ahead and start with Deb. Give me one thing that you're really looking forward to for your upcoming Gen Con.
My first NSDM game with my
yes.
brother John.
Yes.
He's not excited about it at all, though. So
I'm addicted to NSDM.
And what is NSDM?
Why are you
National Strategic Decision
Play
Making
the game.
And what do you do in NSDM?
So here's a great thing. I'm not 100% sure because I've never played in the game before. However, my two brothers, John, Just John, and Chris have been in it numerous times. And it is a role-playing game where your role is a national, international leadership of some country, usually not your own. And you have a goal for you personally that you are trying to accomplish. Your country has a goal, so everyone is trying to get those goals happening in a political intrigue. There's espionage, there can be political takeovers, a lot like in the real world, oddly enough. People can be ousted, you can start wars, you can end wars, and John can say a whole lot more, because,
sure.
yeah, he's we'll actually played
that.
In the game.
We'll get
but. I'm very excited to see because the strategy tactics, how that all will play out. I'm very interested to see what this will be like.
Yeah, I was tempted to cut you off and explain, but then I realized when it gets to me, I'm going to be talking about NSDM anyway, so I might as well just let
you
finish.
There you go.
Joshy?
Hi, my name is Josh Demery, and I'm addicted to role-playing games.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
I, however, am not seeking treatment. I am seeking
a fix.
Then it's
not an addiction. Well, no, it's not an addiction.
I'm not seeking treatment. I'm seeking a fix.
Oh, there you go.
Then you've obviously never seen the 12-sided die, which represents all 12 steps then.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
I'm suffering from withdrawals, so my wife and I just had this conversation. I had to apologize to her because nearly every event but one that I'm or two that I'm in is a role playing game of some sort.
Yep.
So I'm super looking forward to the Pathfinder Society games that we're doing because they are part 1, 2, and 3, and we're going to do all three parts.
And they're society games too. So
they are. Yes. So it'll be we'll gain a level by the time. Well, unless you're about to gain a level, but Deb and I will definitely gain
you
one because
we
just started second.
Two, right?
Three.
Okay, then three. I am about to gain a level.
Yeah. So
I'm about to gain a level too.
Yeah, but shouldn't you play in them first?
Wait, no, I think I've already gained it. I don't know.
I don't know. We're second level, and we're going to be
You're
third
drunk.
Before it's over with. So, yep. Super excited about those. Love the Pathfinder Society stuff that we do at Gen Con.
Just John?
Yeah, like, as she said, I'm basically... If I could, I would do all NSDM stuff. Unfortunately, I didn't because a friend... Or I can't because a friend dragged me into some other stuff. And that's the thing I have to complain about, but I'm not going to get into that. Nick, I will deal with you personally.
So you're complaining about having a larger variety of games?
I would want to play all NSDM. That's what I want to do this year, and that's what I'm most excited about.
That's crazy.
Because, well, here's the thing. You would appreciate it if we go back to the personality as a P-type. The game is so unpredictable because it's people, and you never know what people are going to do, and also you don't even know what the scenario is. They just say, yeah, we're going to give you a scenario, and we don't even know what it is. First time I played, I was the Chinese Navy. Second time I played, I was the Iranian Republican Guard.
Whoa.
And I ended up averting World War III. Not causing it, averting it.
Then you weren't trying hard enough.
It was a very long story that involved a huge religious conflict in my country and someone trying to procure nukes even when they were told not to. It was really stupid. Huh. But it was a fun game. And I just enjoy not knowing what's going to happen, just running right into it. It's basically like Pathfinder if you took out like half the rules. And the GMs, and just say, yeah, just go.
So it's nothing like Pathfinder.
It's like how we play.
Yes, yes,
very much so.
Yeah, it's like
it's complete
Pathfinder
opposite
games.
Of Pathfinder.
I need to join your Pathfinder.
Pathfinder what? Something.
I mean, if that's how you play Pathfinder, I need to join your games. Seriously.
I just cry during my games.
It's GURPS.
That's
right.
It's GURPS. That's right.
It's Derek just walks in the room and he doesn't even roll a die. He's just like...
And there's more that can be said about it, but I think... Honestly, I think it would be best if we save like the full in-depth thing for the post-Gen Con podcast. Because
so
Deb could tell
about?
You a story about whatever craziness will happen. And there will be a story to tell. Every NSDM game always has a story to tell afterward.
Well, I would hope. Lance?
I'm looking forward to playing games with my friends.
Yeah?
Aww. Honestly, one of my favorite games is the Pathfinder Society Kids Special, because we take my daughter every year.
Oh, cool.
And it's always interesting.
Yeah.
As interesting as Endless Dungeon is for us at PopCon, the Pathfinder Kids game is for us
that
at
is
Gen
cool.
Con.
Now known as Pathfinder University, I think is what they're calling the kids track now.
Yeah.
Oh, really? She's going to get a degree in Pathfinder?
Yeah, right.
That's great.
Put that on a resume.
That'd be as useful as my degree.
I was going
to... I have a degree in radio and television broadcasting. What do you do? Stay-home dad.
Hey.
Yay.
You can buy her own core rulebook now that they're going to have a pocket edition of it. That's going to be like $20.
I'm sure she doesn't already have a core rulebook.
She might, which would be fun because she probably weighs as much as the book does.
In the first year she played, they gave away coins that the kids could go and spin the wheel and they got a prize. She spun the wheel and got a set of core rule books.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
She then traded for a stuffed goblin because it was much more fun to play with.
Sure.
Well, yeah, she's a kid. It makes more sense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that was what?
I could totally see that.
$100 at the time for the three books, and she said, give me the $10 goblin. And I said, you're the smartest person ever.
I would have requested 10 goblins.
Can I get 10 of those bad boys?
Yes. I'd like a horde of goblins.
Put them all in like a red... one of those wagons. Put them all in a red wagon. It's like a little horde.
But you have to... Yeah.
Then you'd have to look like David Bowie, though, so...
Oh, the Goblin King. Okay.
There you go. There you go. Derek, what you got for us?
Yeah, I think that the thing that I would be most... I'm most looking forward to is the Marshall tournament for Doomtown Reloaded.
Okay.
So, with the recent announcement by AEG saying that they're no longer supporting this after October.
Yeah.
Which I got very annoyed with. Upsets me. I'd also have a complaint before Gen Con. Awesome. So
somehow that doesn't surprise me about
Derek. Not in the slightest.
We need to have like a box put on the door, Gen Con complaint box.
Mm-hmm. I'd have it filled before like.
What are we going to talk about Friday. Today, guys? I don't know. Let's pull a Gen Con complaint.
Oh, look, another letter from Derek.
This is like whose line is it anyways? Except boring and worse,
depressing.
So, anyways, I will also have stories to tell at the post Gen Con podcast. So
you usually do.
Well, one will be very, very good. So.
Yeah,
yay,
Daniel.
Well,
not
working was my first one. I actually get to enjoy Gen Con this year as an attendee.
Woo-woo.
I had a very good time last year. It was kind of a strange event working and then trying to enjoy Gen Con, but I still had a good time. This year will be a lot better because I'll actually get to enjoy it. I'm actually, one of the big things I'm looking forward to is actually demoing some new games. I am really, really enjoying getting to play more tabletop games. I'm an RPGer first and foremost, but I'm loving the tabletop games. So that'll be fun for me this year.
Very cool. Very cool. Prime?
What am I looking forward to?
Yeah.
Oh.
Welcome to the podcast,
Prime. Well,
this is Prime.
The first year of Gen Con that I've actually set an agenda.
Okay.
So I have a list of events all weekend.
I don't hear that word come out of your mouth. What was it again?
I have a schedule. I have a schedule.
Wow.
What language is that again?
I don't know.
It's my language. It's, yeah. So anyways, I have a schedule of events that, Thursday through Saturday.
Nice.
So I'll have, most of Saturday and Sunday to be myself, and then the rest of it's gonna be, you know.
Please quickly fill up Saturday and Sunday.
With what?
Anything, so you're not yourself.
But I'm best when I'm myself.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. That's up for debate.
I guess it depends on who you ask.
I have a lot of Mario jumps in my head right now.
Cue the Mario jump.
Well, I like Daniel. I like Daniel.
Thank you very much. Make sure Derek's not going to come around.
And I... in likeness of Daniel, I'm also looking forward to being able to attend my Gen Con 2016 this year as opposed to last year. I had a good time on a limited basis last year, but this year I think I've made up for it considering all of the events that I'm signed up for. And Thursday, I'm really looking forward to being able to walk around, demo new games, hang out with my wife, and we're going to bring our three kids, which that'll be an adventure in and of itself.
It always is.
But I think we're going to try and make sure we hit like the family area and play some Lego games. My boys are both in like super into Legos and stuff, and I know they always have Heroica and stuff like that, and I'd love to learn how to play. And my seven-year-old has recently decided that he wants to learn how to play Yu-Gi-Oh! And so apparently I'm going to go find the Konami booth and also learn how to play Yu-Gi-Oh! Don't look at me like that, Derek. I'll teach him how to play UFS when he can read better.
Oh, yeah, that's another bone that I've got to pick. Because UFS is not having tournaments at Gen Con.
Yep.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Man. They canceled.
Did they? Are they still going to be there?
They're going to be there as a booth, but they're not going
to
be there.
So they're just going to be there to sell stuff. They're not even worried about running tournaments.
Nope. Their next tournament, their nationals, got moved to Atlanta in, I think it was September or October.
Who goes to Atlanta? That's have you seen that airport? Yes, Dragon you have.
Con. Dragon Con is huge.
Dragon Con is huge.
Compared to Gen Con?
Yeah.
Well, it's a different kind of
convention. No,
it's a different kind of convention.
Yeah. Sorry. No, that's...
It's wrong.
Yeah. It is, basically.
There's a lot of...
Tons of cosplay.
And body paint.
Lots of partying.
Who'd want to fly into Atlanta, is all I'm saying.
But
I wouldn't fly into Atlanta.
Well, no, I agree. Atlanta's airport is horrible and should be abandoned.
Yes, and set on fire.
Oh, set on fire.
Everything that has to do with
everyone just walk out. Like,
welcome to the established facts, the arsonic.
Peace out, ATL.
Arsonist. I don't know. I'm lost.
You're flying.
I'm a nihilist. I'm a nihilist nihilist.
Coming from a guy who used to frequent Atlanta,
arson.
It's no bueno.
Yes, it's very no bueno.
Arsenic and old fire.
Oh goodness. So, things that we have learned over the previous, you know, more than a decade for a lot of us.
We all make mistakes.
That's right. We all make mistakes.
We all make mistakes.
So what we would like to do is help those who have never been to Gen Con or maybe have only been to Gen Con once or twice to not make those same mistakes.
Do as we say, not as we do.
That's right. We've learned a lot of things.
Our mistakes.
That's right. The first year I went to Gen Con was 2004, so this is my 13th. I've been there for at least one day out of every year. I think there was only one year where I was only there for one day, and that was 5 years ago when we had our second son, because he was only 2 weeks old, and we didn't want to go all 3 days or all 4 days, so we missed three and went Sunday. What do you got, Josh?
I have for part of our topic here, a little bit. Have a second sheet.
Neat, a second sheet. Yeah, if you are not familiar, if you haven't got on Facebook lately, I know we posted on our Established Facts Facebook page. There's a Gen Con 2016 like character sheet looking thing.
That's what they call it, the character sheet.
Okay, and apparently there's a second sheet to it, but we're going to talk about that a little bit later. I would like to go in reverse order from what we did for our things we're looking forward to. So we'll start with Prime. Do not argue with me, Joshua. We'll start with Prime.
Warning, the printer's going.
Oh, yeah. So people print. Know. Talk about some of the things. Give newer or brand new attendees to Gen Con one really good nugget of advice. I know we kind of did this a little bit with PopCon as well. If you need to repeat, there's nothing wrong with that because every convention is a little bit the same and then also very different from one another. So, Prime, go ahead and give us number one nugget of advice for a new or newer Gen Con attendee.
If you're new to Gen Con, you need to try and group up with somebody who is familiar with Gen Con because it can be easily overwhelming. The place is, I mean, especially with them taking over Lucas Oil, or at least part of Lucas Oil, for the True Dungeon. You can easily get lost and not know where you're supposed to go if you've got, you know, an event that you're supposed to be going to. So I would recommend somebody, or going with friends who have at least been there a few times, that know their way around.
Okay. Dan, as kind of the newest Gen Con attendee.
Yeah, because technically this will, again, like I said, last year I volunteered. This year I'm actually going as an attendee. One of the things I learned from last year, wear comfortable shoes.
Yeah.
I know that sounds silly, but there is a lot of walking. One of the things I will recommend is stop and talk to the people at each booth if you have the time. I actually learned more about Gen Con and things that were available that you don't see necessarily. And, you know, they're not necessarily advertising, but I ended up with a couple of games that just from looking at, I would not have been interested in. And they've ended up being some of my favorite games.
Cool.
So take the time to talk to people. They're going to be busy. You're not going to be able to hit everybody, but if there's something, you know, take a chance, stop and talk to them. Some of the new game designers, you know, that are coming up with some games have some really good games. And like I said, I picked up a couple last year that were a lot of fun. So taking the time to stop and talk to the vendors is actually a really good idea. And I learned a lot from them too. And some of them actually pointed me at other people for games to check out. So
just a lot of,
you know,
networking.
A little advice and, you know, just being open-minded, have fun, you know, take your time.
Derek. What you got?
It's a little bit late at this stage, but especially when we release this. However, especially for next year, next year's going to be 50th. Plan ahead. It's important to have a schedule of events. I've tried it both where I've overscheduled and where I've had no schedule, and I found that a nice mix of the two is definitely better.
Leave some open time, but then also make sure you have an agenda.
Yeah, definitely. If you're a role player, definitely stick with a lot of the role playing stuff. But there are lots of events that you won't necessarily see unless you go into like the seminars and the workshops and the Misfit games. Or those are the areas where you'll find some of the more unique things to do at Gen Con. But for your first time, I would definitely, if you're a board gamer, stick with some board games for the first time. Role player, stick with some role playing games and do what you know, and then branch out the year after that.
Lance, what you got?
I would say an advice to someone who's new is be aware of yourself in the social setting. You know your body. If you're an introvert, take a break and get away from other people because it can become very overwhelming. I have a problem with crowds myself, stemming from military stuff. So if I feel overwhelmed, I leave whatever I'm doing and go find a quiet place, which is sometimes hard to do at Gen Con, but there are places like that that you can find. Go to the bathroom if you need to and just kind of calm down for a little bit. If you're in a costume and people want to take your picture, move to the outside. Be aware that you're not the only person in the room, that people are trying to get by you. They maybe want to walk through that hallway, so go to the edge of the hallway and take your pictures. If you're talking in a group, get out of the middle of the hallways, especially in the main area.
If your group is not moving.
Yeah, if your group is not moving, you're taking up a lot of space where people have to try to juxtapose around you, and it's not fun for anyone. And you'll hear complaints about
that
it.
That is especially true in the exhibit hall.
Yes, especially in the exhibit hall.
It's so crowded in there.
Those are just a few things. Be aware of yourself. If you're in pain, find a place to sit down, even if it's just the floor in a hallway. Because the pain that you feel then will only multiply later on in the day.
Right.
So just pay attention to yourself and the area that you're in, and that would be my best advice.
An extension on your advice, Lance, that I would like to add. This year is going to be very different from any year previous because Pokemon Go is a huge phenomenon.
Oh, gosh.
And there are...
How many Pokemon sites are they setting up, probably?
Well, I'm going to at least give you an example of that area. I went to a baseball game, and for those of you who are locals or have been to Gen Con before, know that Victory Field, the Indianapolis Indians baseball stadium, is right across the street from the convention center. Mm-hmm. That stadium alone has 4 Pokestops in it. Mm. And then the convention center, I believe, 5. Has...
It has 5.
Does it have 5? Okay. And then the convention center itself has, I think, 3 or 4. I think it's got 2 on the Missouri Street entrance, and then it's got 2 or 3 on the Georgia Street entrance. Mm. So opposite sides of the convention center. But and that's just in that one block...
Right.
Of the convention center.
That's literally two buildings.
That's 2 buildings. Yeah, that's not counting the 7 that are across the street at the park.
Correct.
Or the hotels that are
across the park. Or Lucas Oil.
Or the mall. So there's going to be a ton of people that are going to be not only attending the convention center for Gen Con, but also...
Just trying to catch
Pokemon. They're just going to be walking around catching Pokemon, and then obviously, if you've played Pokemon, they're going to randomly stop in the hallway to do something, catch a Pokemon or hit a Pokestop or something like that. So an extension to that is make sure you're aware of where you are, because if you stop in the middle of the hallway, you know, I'm a 300-pound guy, and if I'm walking, especially if I'm walking with my wife and kids, and you stop in front of me, you're going to get nailed by a stroller, and yeah. I'll probably apologize because I'm that kind of a guy, but, you know, you need to know.
I won't.
Well,
I wouldn't either.
I'll let you push the stroller then, Derek.
Yes.
I'll be in the stroller with the, poke stick.
That's right.
Put a farmer front end on the
There you go.
Stroller. Yeah. Big sign.
For my post-Gen Con complaint, I want to say Pokemon Go. I'm just going to put that in advance.
Have you seen the news about the car accidents that have happened? Oh, yeah. A guy fell out of a tree. 2 guys fell off a cliff in California.
They walked off the cliff. Yeah. They were both staring at their phone, and they still both walked off the cliff.
And as far as I know about the game, it shows in your screen the thing that's supposed to be there, but it also shows the area around you.
If you have it set to the AR setting. If you do not, it only shows a faux, like, grasslands.
There's that. But the first, as soon as the game opens, please pay attention to your surroundings. Yeah, it is the first thing you see when it opens.
There are plenty of warnings now. There was a no trespassing, do not trespass thing that popped up today when I turned it on. So, like,
anyway, okay, we'll talk about that game.
That's a whole other episode. That's an episode.
No, but let me just say this for the record, Josh. That's basically like the terms of service on anything you ever install on your computer. Most people don't even bother reading it.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, I think this really goes to what you're saying, Lance. I mean, earlier we said that we're probably looking at 70,000 people.
Yeah.
Think 70,000 people.
Plus
trying to get around.
For the people in a very small area.
There are people who may not be Gen Con people who... You can walk into the convention center and not have a Gen Con badge.
It's a public building.
So that can mean that there are hundreds, maybe, what even, I don't know, 1,000 people be going in and out of that convention center just into the halls to try to catch Pokemon.
But that's also in the mall. That's also everywhere.
Yeah,
hotels.
So
just be
aware of your surroundings.
Be aware of your... Yep, that's right.
Yourself and your surroundings.
Safety first, kids.
All right. John.
Okay, mine is kind of an extension of the be aware of yourself in a social setting, except not. This was from my first year.
It's not an extension.
It's be aware of yourself in a survival setting. Because my first year, I mean, this is not just my first Gen Con. It was my first convention ever. So I didn't know about, you know, stopping to get food. And I actually went my whole first day without, like, eating anything.
Yeah.
And I ended up feeling so sick that I could not go. Well, I was feeling better, like, 2 days later. But at that point, I was like, I don't even want to go back to Gen Con. I'm afraid I'm going to feel sick again. So I actually only went to one day that time. I didn't go back for, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
And the thing that I – just as a little side thing I learned last year, if you really need to get somewhere fast, use the upper floor. Because there are so many more people on the ground floor than the upper floor. And if you really need to hurry somewhere –
that's a very good point.
That's a great point.
The second floor layout is – it's a little smaller, but it's pretty much a mirror of the layout of the first floor. I mean, you can you can navigate skywalks and stuff like that.
But there was literally times I went up to the second floor just so that there would be a thinner crowd so I could get somewhere faster.
No, that's a very good point. What'd you have, Lance?
Very similar. You said don't eat. You didn't eat. Don't forget to drink water as well.
Oh, yeah.
And I was talking with some of the medics last year. They said that you should drink a gallon of water a day.
Mm-hmm. That's actually, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, with as much walking around and stuff as you do, even if you don't normally do that, that's definitely...
Plus the heat.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you're in costume,
especially
double
this year.
Yeah, it's been
well, don't
really
double
warm.
The water, but double the sweat and the dehydration factor.
Yeah. Double the attention to survival.
Well, and you're talking in their games. I mean, that if you're in an RPG, you're talking pretty much the whole time, and guess what?
Which
you lose
moisture
when you talk.
Right. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Drink
Stay
water.
Hydrated, eat.
No, Mountain Dew does not count as water. Whoever you are that just thought that, no,
the fact
it does
that
not.
There's carbonated water in it does not help.
No.
And to be honest with you, Gatorade's not even as good for you as water.
Gatorade
right.
is
honestly.
Good if it's supplementing
exactly.
from the electrolytes and things
it's
like
a
that,
supplement.
That you're losing. But yeah, nothing really beats just drinking
hydrate.
And there's some water.
There's water coolers everywhere.
Yeah, there are. For heaven's sake, use them. It's
so
free.
Go to Walmart, buy a $2 water bottle. You know,
I carry a flask with me.
Yeah, I mean,
fill it up after every game.
Camelback, like whatever works. You know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. A Camelback is actually. I actually saw online a really cool Camelback. It was like $40, but it had a solar panel for charging as well on it. So it had like a Camelback sleeve, and then so I think they were advertising for Pokemon Go, which makes sense. But in general, something like that would be really cool if you were traveling with a cell phone and you're trying to keep up with people, trying to catch them at games and stuff, and you don't have time to stop and charge your phone. But it also, you know, it also has that Camelback.
Screw the Gen Con bag of holding. They should sell those.
I'm telling you. Yeah, they'd probably sell a bunch of those things.
Offworld will probably have that in mind next year.
Yeah. Joshy.
So this is one of those things that I may not necessarily take my own advice only because we've done this ourselves. But especially if you don't go downtown very often, pick a place to eat that you haven't tried out in a while or ever and go. There's a lot of games that are going on. We all know, you know, what Gen Con is and why we're here. We're going to absorb ourselves in the gaming atmosphere.
Immerse.
Sure. Immerse ourselves. That's a good word too. But the downtown Indianapolis has really become kind of an epicenter for these types of things. People coming together and enjoying what is downtown, and that includes the food we have, which we do have a surprising collection of good places to eat down there, and they can be pricey, but I really recommend taking advantage of it. You're going to be down there the whole time. You can take a couple hours to go enjoy a nice meal. Yes.
Piggybacking off of that, the food trucks in Georgia Street. You should definitely give them a try as well.
Sure.
And to add to that, budget.
Budget for that.
Yes.
And research on that. That's on the topic.
To follow that, know where the bathrooms are.
Oh,
right.
Oh, heck yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
do you eat from the food trucks? Know where the bathrooms are.
I know where the bathrooms are.
Oh, actually, I've got a public service announcement for
or
this.
Or just keep on talking. Or take over this podcast.
Yeah, we are. There was a recent report from Fox 59, which is our local Fox station, about dirty dining.
Mm-hmm.
There is a place called Tilted Kilt downtown, and they've been cited numerous times. So,
Tilted Kilt, like Hooters, you don't go there for the food.
Well,
right. Absolutely.
But if you eat some of the food, that might be a poor choice. Yeah. So, yes.
But if you drink their beer,
you might be
it
okay.
Probably kills everything that, yeah.
Right.
But, but yeah, just be aware of that.
Debbie, what you got, Dr. Deb? Sorry, I was... Yeah.
Well, actually, John took a little bit of my thunder. I was going to do the, okay, I'm going to be a doctor, and I'm going to tell you some... You know, but sure. John
good
already
job,
took
John,
one.
For taking the med report. John.
But see, I was an idiot the first time I went, so I kind of...
So personal experience can teach you something. Mm-hmm. I was actually going to... The biggest thing that I will tell you, where I remember my first Gen Con, that freaked me the heck out... is the vendor hall. I'm an introvert. I like my space. I like you to be not in my space. And I like to absorb. I like to take everything in. The vendor hall is like Cthulhu.
Yes.
It can drive you mad. It can be one of the coolest things you've ever seen in your life, as long as you don't run screaming. And you're going to talk about it for the next year. So give yourself plenty of time for the vendor hall. Don't be like, oh, I'm going to spend a couple hours in the vendor hall and then go on. No, you won't. The vendor hall can eat you. It's also like Cthulhu. It can eat you.
So don't fail your sanity rolls.
Exactly. Amen. That's exactly right. Try to come up with a plan when you start the vendor hall to figure out where you are going to start. So you know what you've seen and what you haven't seen. Because I know it's possible that you just start and just wander. And then the next day you're like, wait, what have I seen? Holy crap, I don't know. I actually like to... My husband and I, we'll go by the number. And we're going to see 0 to 1,000. You know, that's where we're starting at. And the next day it's 1,100 to 1,700. Because there is so much to see, you could probably literally spend just about all of your Gen Con just walking the vendor hall. So give yourself plenty of time. Wear those comfortable shoes, dear God. Listen to Dan. Wear those comfortable shoes because it is a concrete floor. Your back will be yelling. Figure out a way to carry the things that you have. I don't know if you might. A backpack is a good option as long as you've got a double. Don't do a single shoulder backpack. You will come back with a shoulder strain. Double shoulder backpack. Fanny pack.
You could do one of those like sling
bags. Across the front because you are going to buy things, and then if you are just carrying the bags around, A, you're going to annoy the crap out of everybody because you're going to hit them with your bag. Second, you're going to get really sore real quick. So be ready for that.
Lane's probably same thing. A, and then second.
Yeah.
You probably don't want to carry more than 30 pounds in your bag.
No, yeah. Especially if you're like me, more like 20. And then be very respectful in the vendor hall. We already said be aware of your surroundings. I'm going to say it again specifically for the vendor hall because it is so tight in there. I mean, you feel like you can't take a deep breath every once in a while. If you're claustrophobic, this is your warning. You're going to have to take a break from that every once in a while because it will feel like, and I'm not claustrophobic, and there are some days I'm just like, get me out of here. And actually, I've said that before to Josh. I got to get out of here. On the other hand, it's amazing. You will see things you won't see anywhere else. You will see art. You will see some cool games. You will see the Mayfair booth, which is its own event. It's amazing. Just take it slowly, walk slowly, sit, lean against a wall, take a break. You will enjoy it, but respect it.
Derek?
So on the other hand, if you're going for the con exclusives...
Ah, yes.
You okay. have to get there...
Early.
Early.
Early. And like we mean earlier than you think day. Is early.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like, early.
Like, you have to line up for the opening of Thursday because the vendors will sell out of their exclusives early on, and you will not get them.
If they're smart, like sometimes Paizo does things, they have enough... So that they have, okay, this is our exclusive for Thursday.
Right.
This is our exclusive for Friday.
Even then, it's...
You still want to be there early.
You have to be there early,
yeah,
even on Friday.
I'm just
Friday
saying, if they're smart, they'll have some held back.
Well, if they're smart, they would actually plan for the volume of people that are interested in them. But, you know, gaming companies and all. So,
yeah, most like, if you've got... a popular game and you've got 200 copies of it, you're probably going to be there 30 minutes before it sells
King
out.
Of New York. King of New York.
Or anything from WizKids, which fortunately, thankfully, are not at Gen Con.
Yeah,
Because I hate them, like, with a passion. So...
on the same note of those Gen Con exclusives, even if you're not going after the exclusive, understand that that line that is wrapping around the entire area three times... It's probably an exclusive.
Fantasy
Be polite.
Flight.
Fantasy Flight. Be polite. Figure out, watch where you're going. Figure this out. And if you are in the line and someone from Gen Con or the company asks you to move, be respectful. They are doing what is necessary so that Gen Con doesn't get closed down and the fire marshal doesn't come in here and kick us all out. Okay? So please, where they tell you to move, just move there. They are trying to move you through. Just... chill out, get your phone out, don't find a Pokemon, goodness gracious, but for, you know, play the Pathfinder Adventure card game on your tablet horrible. Or something.
But
being respectful of that and watching and all of a sudden going, why is this line this long? It's probably a Gen Con exclusive. Quietly move around them, don't hit them with anything, and yeah.
That's equally as applicable for signatures, autographs, and
absolutely.
Photos for yep. certain celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Lance.
Earlier I said, be aware of yourself. Also be courteous mm-hmm. to others around you. So if you see that person that's standing in the middle of the hallway trying to catch that Pokemon, don't bump them if you don't have to.
There's never a reason not to.
If someone is in the hallway taking a picture, don't walk in
don't
front
listen
just
to
because
Derek.
You can. If you see that they're taking a picture, politely wait or go around them if it's possible. It doesn't take that much out of your time. If you're in a hurry to get somewhere, it's because you didn't plan ahead. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Well,
if the cosplayers are getting their pictures taken and they can't move because the hallways are clear, just be a little bit respectful and give them a little bit more space. Especially those elaborate ones that have the giant pieces to them.
Correct.
You can see them from a mile away as long as you're paying attention where you're going and you're not looking at your phone trying to catch a Pokemon.
Right.
And for newbies especially, if you see someone that's completely lost and you know your way around, offer to help.
Be
courteous to those around you.
Where are you headed? You know, are you looking for someplace? You know, something like that.
If you can't help them, at least point them in the right direction. Don't send them outside the building.
Yeah. Goodness great. No.
Because I've heard that happen. How do I get to Hall H? You go outside this building, turn right, and it's the building across the street. No, that's Pan Am Plaza.
Yeah, that... Oh, my goodness. That person should be fired. And then be with her...
So...
Pretend mallet.
Don't be
a
bleep.
Real one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't be a bleep.
Don't be a bleep.
Don't be a bleep.
Don't be a Mario jump.
That's right.
Okay. So I've got the summary of the 9,000 things. That
what about your one?
Like
yeah. What about my one?
Come on,
So just to recap.
You're not going to give us an original one from Don?
I am.
Okay.
I just want to recap real quick.
He's going to be at the end.
Yeah, I'll do mine at the end. Wear comfy shoes.
Stalling.
Wear comfy shoes. Talk to people. Demo games. Have a plan, as Derek said. Be aware of yourself, your surroundings. Be courteous. Find an easy way around. So if that means go to the second floor, or even if that means go outside and walk around the outside perimeter of the convention center to get wherever you need to get. Sometimes that's actually easier to get to a hotel if you've got an event in a hotel. It's sometimes easier to just go out the closest door and then walk around the building to get to the hotel that you're trying to get to. Let's see.
Take a cab.
What's that?
Take a cab to the hotel.
Take a cab. Yeah.
No. Might get stuck in traffic.
Eat. Stay hydrated.
Take a shower.
You know, there's,
did someone say that? Take a shower.
No, stop.
Yes, take a shower.
You're taking Don's.
Was that Don's?
No, it wasn't mine. Okay. But that is definitely a rule of thumb.
Please.
Take at least two showers during Gen Con. If you take a shower Wednesday night before the con, take a shower on Friday night before the weekend. If you take a shower on Thursday morning, take it Saturday morning.
Or
take,
every day, really.
Or every night.
At least two. At least two.
If you are naturally funky, then you need one every night.
Every night.
Per day. Take once when you wake up, once before you go to bed.
Right.
Just to make sure.
Right.
And carry industrial air freshener.
I'm just saying.
And deodorant.
Right. So
wear one of those little trees around
the summary,
neck.
Have a budget. Have a budget, not only for food, but also to spend money. And make sure you stick to that budget, because there could be days that you end up skipping out on food because you decided to buy one more set of dice that you didn't need.
Yes.
Donald Martyr.
more dice, Donald Martyr.
The vendor hall will make you uncomfortable. It will make... I don't care if you're an extrovert or an introvert... It will make you uncomfortable.
There's
so
a lot of mouth breathers in that.
That's
hall.
Right. So give plenty of time to actually enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that means break it up into thirds, mm-hmm. it's a 4-day con. If you take 3 days and you go through sections 100 through 600, and then 7 through 12, and then 13 through 18.
To then realize there's a board game area.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
then that's what you should do. Enjoy your time in the convention center vendor hall.
And make sure that you take. You might want to actually bring some vitamin C or something like that for con crud.
Immune boosters.
A little echinacea.
Multivitamin.
Vitamin B
find
complex.
Local fare. Find local food. Don't necessarily. If you can help it. Don't just stick to the con food or to the convention center food.
Yeah, no, don't.
It's not bad food. It's not. It's just pricey. And if you can find, you know, there's within two blocks, there's, you know, probably legitimately 50 different restaurants that range from fairly inexpensive, like a McDonald's or a Taco Bell, to, you know, a fairly large sum of money that you want to spend.
You can eat at St. Elmo's.
You can. Or the Ram, or something like that.
Or you can bring your own healthy food.
Right. Bring a backpack or a bag or something like that. I know Gen Con's been really cool the last 2 years about they have those Gen Con bags. That's not a bad idea. Bring that and take it with you when you want to go through the exhibit hall to put stuff in that you buy.
Be aware of its size.
Yeah, one decent-sized board game is going to fit in that thing, and then maybe some, like you could put a bunch of like cards and stuff like that if you're into Magic or if you're into other things like that. But in general... one decent sized board game is going to nice. Josh. Lance is showing off a deck of cards that he bought.
That's really
has his daughter's name on it.
Right.
That's beautiful.
That's
really nice looking.
So make sure you have your exclusives planned, make sure that you have a bag. Anyway, I keep repeating the same ones over and over again because I'm getting distracted. Anyhow, Don's piece of advice. When you are at Gen Con, the best 4 days in gaming, have a good time. No. And that sounds silly.
That's the thing that you are most and least in control of.
That's right, but that's what I'm saying. It sounds silly, but if you've gone to the convention more than, I'd say, a couple years for Dan, more than once, it's very easy to forget that you're at a gaming convention to have fun.
Right.
Sometimes you get caught up in, I've bound myself into these games, and so I have to be there.
You're supposed to meet Joe at 6 o'clock. We're supposed
Thursday
to have dinner
night,
this time.
If it's Thursday night and you have a game on Friday morning, and you're having a really good time on Thursday night, and you don't think you're going to get to that game on Friday morning, go to the customer service, exchange that ticket for that specific event for generics. Or for credit or something like that, because then that will open up the seat for another player to get into that game and have a good time
on
Thursday night.
A good time
and then get some rest and then show up on Friday morning and have a good time.
Right.
You know, there are a lot of things, you know, all these little nuggets are going to help you have a good time. But if you don't show up to Gen Con with the attitude of this is going to be fun, even if it's the first time you've gone, it can be a little nerve-wracking. I understand. We've all had our first years at Gen Con. I still remember mine. Most of us still remember ours.
Oh, yeah.
It can be nerve-wracking, but if you show up with an open mind and an opportunity to just have fun, even if you don't go with friends, if you go by yourself, if you're an extrovert like me, it's not very hard for you to find new friends. If you're an introvert, then
you don't mind being by yourself anyway.
Right. Take it at your own pace. If you walk in on Thursday and the exhibit hall is way too crowded for you, well, I have some unfortunate news. It's only going to get more crowded as the weekend goes by. So either kind of suck it up a little bit and deal with whatever you have to deal with in order to go through the vendor hall, or just skip the vendor hall this year and, you know, listen to your friends talk about all the games that you missed out on, but that's okay because you had a good time not going into the vendor hall. Mm-hmm. That's totally fine. Mm-hmm. And then just plan for next year and either have a list of games that you want somebody to pick up for you, or just suck it up and go.
Watch all those sponsors run away as you tell them not to go spend money.
Yeah.
Your good time is not someone else's good time.
Right.
And that
absolutely.
Is okay.
That is something that, and I think every one of us on this podcast can definitely agree with, is we have all gotten to the point in our Gen Con careers as gamers, and even Daniel, this only being his second, where you have to realize that your Gen Con is your Gen Con.
Yes.
My Gen Con is not Derek's. Derek and I don't necessarily agree on the way that we plan things out. But that's okay, because I have a great time at Gen Con, and so does he.
Mm-hmm.
And we do things totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect him for what he does best, and he respects me for what I do best, because we come out of it, and we have a good time doing it.
And I know that I'm right.
Right, absolutely.
That's absolutely not correct.
That was my entire complaint,
you
wasn't
know, it? I know that I'm not a great planner, but I know that there are specific games that I want to play every year, and so I know that Josh Demery is going to have a plan together in April.
Thanks to Deb.
Gen Con's mine. Yeah. She gets Disney, I get Gen Con.
That's right. So I talk to Josh, and I say, hey, bro, I know that events open in a month. These are the games that I want to play with you guys. I will give you the money. You get me the tickets. And he goes, okay, I can't guarantee. And I said, that's fine. That's the caveat every year. I can't guarantee, but that's okay. Whatever I can't get into, that's just a little bit of bonus money. I can buy extra stuff later on for tickets.
Like or like the dice.
Yes.
And not a sandwich. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Right.
And so, yeah, just have fun. Like, it sounds pretentious to say that, but have a good time. If you're not having a good time,
there's an easy way of not having a good
there's
time.
There's a it's yeah. very yeah. it's very easy to get
yeah.
overwhelmed,
yeah.
and then to continue to stay
frustrated.
In that zone mm-hmm. of being overwhelmed.
Yeah.
If you feel overwhelmed, get away from the con.
Stop.
Go to the mall. Mm. If you're an extrovert like me, and you still feel overwhelmed, but you still want kind of that I'm in a social area, go to the mall. There's a significantly less number of people at the mall mm-hmm. than there is at the convention center. Take time. Chill out. Go to Panhandle Plaza. Grab a beer if you can, you know, if you're old enough to get a beer. Grab a root beer if you're not.
Exactly.
You know, hang out. Just sit down. Chillax. Mm-hmm. Take a breath. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the Indianapolis scenery because it's a beautiful city. Mm-hmm. And then go back into the con and have a great time.
Yeah.
You know, if you need to take a nap, find some place to take a nap. If you have friends that are coming in from out of town and they happen to have a hotel room and they're willing to let you take it for an hour
mm-hmm.
just to crash out on their floor or whatever.
Yeah.
don't look at me like that, Lance. then, you know, just hang out, chill out, relax, have a good time. Check out stuff that you wouldn't normally check out. If you're a gamer and you can drink and you like beer, go on a beer tour. They do pub tours and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds
They've
of fun
They've got the
events.
Beer bikes that, yeah. that everybody yeah. goes in those.
Yeah, exactly.
Just have a good time at Gen Con this year. Yes, Deb.
As someone who knows how freaky it can be to go to something for the first time, you may be having friends who are taking you to Gen Con or say, hey, mm-hmm. come on, and they may have their system and their way, this is what we do. If they're taking you and you're doing something and you're not having a good time, be bold enough, be nice enough to say, you know what, this really isn't my thing. Can I go and try something else out? And that's okay. If they get mad at you, well, then you know what kind of friends they are. Maybe you need to start making some new ones at Gen Con. Just saying. It's okay to not be enjoying what all of your friends are enjoying, because as Don said it perfectly, your Gen Con is yours. Make it yours. And then you will have some awesome stories to tell your friends later, like, hey, you never believed what I just did. This is the most awesome game in the history of the universe. And I now made 3 new Facebook friends, and we're going to play a game online and whatever.
Yeah.
That's okay. As someone who's introverted and who doesn't really like to do that, it took me a couple years, 3 years probably even, before I was honest enough with my husband to say, you know what, I don't really want to do that. I want to do that. And that's okay, because then I have such a better time, and I'm so much nicer to him.
Is 2 years ago or last year, I can't remember, but my wife said to me, hey, I know that there are games that you're signed up for that I'm not participating in and stuff, and they're on this day and this day. I'm just going to go and do my own thing. And I will say that freaked me out.
Mm.
Because, A, I love my wife more importantly than anything. And B, you know, she's kind of my gaming companion in general. Like,
she's your gaming buddy.
Right. She's my gaming buddy.
Keep
and,
your gaming
and
buddy close.
So when she said that to me at Gen Con, I was like, oh my gosh, did I do something wrong? Did I, you know? And it was really weird because I had a conversation with her on Thursday night and I said, I just want you to know that this is extremely weird. And she said, well, I'm not doing it because I'm mad at you. I'm doing it because there are games that I know you want to play and that you have a great time playing that I don't. And it dawned on me, again, I have to let her have the Gen Con that she wants to have.
Yes.
And I'm going to go and have the Gen Con. And then the rest of the weekend was great. And we ended up, you know, getting together on Saturday night and playing tons of games and stuff like that. And so, anyway, that was kind of a building off of, I've got three people pointing in different directions. John.
No. Well, most of what I was going to say, my sister already said, because that is basically the sum of my whole complaint this year, that I kind of got stuck in somebody else's schedule.
Sure.
But the main thing I would say with regards to that is kind of going back to what Derek said earlier about, you know, a balance between planning and leaving space open. If you know stuff you want to do, make sure you do that stuff, because otherwise you'll be thinking back, why am I not doing this other thing that I enjoy more?
Right, but, and make sure you get tickets for it.
Yes.
Like, to hash out and say, okay, I'm doing this event at this time with these people.
Don't count on generics. Yeah. Get the ticket.
But if you don't know what you want to do, then that would be the time to leave open and say, I'm just going to explore. Yep. But if there's certain stuff you want to do, don't think, well, maybe I should leave that time open. No, do what you know you want to do.
Buy $20 in generics and walk around and find something fun. Derek?
Going back to the meeting people,
sure.
I mean, this is sort of an annual story that I tell at Gen Con, is that without Gen Con, I would not be at this table.
Right.
Correct.
So, because Josh and Anton were in my Lost Religion found game.
Was Mike in your first game, too?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he came in later.
I think he came in later.
Okay.
Because Josh and Tony, because they came home telling me about this guy that they met.
Mike was in one of the first three games.
Okay.
That was it.
Okay. So,
I know Tony and Josh because they come
home
talking
about things, I mean, you will meet people, like, even if your friends.
John Pettit.
Yeah.
John Pettit, yeah.
Yes.
Even if your friends annoy you and say, you know, I'm going to go do my own thing, you might make new friends and.
Yeah.
And, have long-term friendships. I mean, we've been friends for, geez, over, 10 years now or so?
And through you, we've met a ton of other gaming friends.
Exactly.
You know, right?
So, Adam, I mean, it's a networking, huge networking thing. So.
Adam Gottfried and Beth Roper coming up for Gen Con this year. Had it not been for us being friends with Derek and then getting that connection with Fear the Boot, that would not be a phenomenon.
So definitely don't be afraid to go into games, especially our RPGs, because you're going to find a lot of new people.
Yeah.
So,
and I really like the suggestion. Lance slid me a suggestion on the table. Things to steer clear of for the best Gen Con experience. We'll go ahead and start with Deb. Just give me one.
Poor Don.
Just give me one. But things to steer clear of for Gen Con 2016 to help promote having the best Gen Con that you can have.
Ooh. Can I actually just pass for a second? I'm thinking
hard.
Absolutely. I'm going to actually pass for a second.
Joshy?
I would steer clear of the first day opening. I say that as cool as it is, the opening ceremonies are, and it's totally cool if you're going to be there, hang out to see the opening ceremonies. Go ahead and let everybody go in first.
Yeah.
I know you're there for your... If you're there for exclusives, it's a different thing. But if you're just there for the con, just stay out of the way and let the herd pile
let
in.
Let the cattle herd get in.
And then go ahead and go in after that.
John?
Can I say Pokemon Go even though you haven't experienced your con? I honestly don't know. All the cons I've been to, it's either really, really short... or I've just been with other people and they kind of kept me away from the stuff you need to avoid. That is a bad experience I've yet to have. I can't tell you what to avoid at this point.
Lance?
Sunday afternoon, the Mayfair Games area. Oh. Unless you have been spending the entire con getting the ribbons and badges and all that to get your raffle tickets and to get into that, that becomes the worst of humanity.
Yes.
Just getting the seat alone, if you can get a seat, if not, you're standing in a big group. But the the crowd goes from, hey, we're all playing games, and, ooh, is that seat taken so I can have a seat, to, oh my gosh, this is my space, and I need it. And then the worst of humanity comes out. If the ticket numbers come up and they don't win, people start getting really upset.
Yeah.
And they've been standing there for a long time, and they're not winning, and they're more upset about not winning than they've been standing there. But the crowd begins to crush in, and it's something
you feel that tension. You kind of feel that tension, yeah.
Yeah.
Go to the other end of the hall.
Totally.
Or don't even get into the hall at all.
The convention ends right as that does.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if you're not involved in that, yeah, please steer clear of that area.
Yeah, there's an hour. They usually do it before the last hour of Gen Con. So there's an hour from the time that Mayfair does their big drawing to the time that the exhibit hall closes.
Yeah.
So what's really nice about that is, considering there's probably, if I had to guess, about 150 to 200 people that are surrounding the Mayfair booth at that point in time, the exhibit hall closes out, clears out fairly well. So if there's exclusives that you didn't get a chance to get to, go do that.
That's what I would say. Yeah. If you are steering clear of that area, yep, that's when people are closing their booths up.
Yep.
Go there and try to get a discount on their merchandise.
Haggle, baby.
Or go demo a game that you didn't have a chance to demo because it was too crowded at that, you know.
Absolutely. People got to walk out of their demo because they want to get over to the Mayfair booth. Deb, you got one yet?
I'm kind of with John, because it seems like when I've been there, most of the time people have steered me clear. No, don't do that. Lance kind of took mine, which was that Mayfair, that crush in, dear God, someone's going to kill me, because they're all so crazy. I'm trying to think. I'm still having a space moment. I'm sorry. I haven't had a lot of bad experiences. I'm sorry. I'll try to get some bad experiences and totally then tell you about it. Not really, no.
That's totally fine.
No.
Stay away from that killer breakfast thing this year.
Oh. Probably not going to be a lot of people there anyway.
We'll miss you, Tracy.
It was so successful, it killed itself.
Yeah. Yep. That's awful. I got one.
The zoo.
Go ahead.
No. Deb. When the costume contest is going on and they're all filing out.
The parade
of them, and you can't cross because you're trapped. Try to be in a place that you're kosher. Look it up online to figure out what time it is that you're good to be there for a while. Because if you need to move and the costume people are parading out, you're trapped. Like, literally, and I did this 1 year. And who was I running? I think it was Chris. Yeah, it was my brother Chris and I. We're trying to get to a game, and we couldn't. Like, the hall we needed to cross, we could not cross. And so we're going around in this weirdest, dodgest, goofiest way. Oh,
it was
okay.
Carrie.
Anyway.
You were with Carrie.
I was with Carrie. I was with Chris. Carrie Wu, who is here, she's not on the mic. But anyway, yes. And we had my daughter, and we had the stroller, and the stroller was packed down with stuff that I had just bought, and I was in a costume, and I was ready to kill something. So if you're in the parade, great. You got a fantastic spot. You just keep walking. Anything else, just try to avoid that, because it's awful. You got to walk all the way around, find a game you're happy to play, and just play that while it's going on.
Unless you want to see it.
Or if you want to see it.
Like me. You just get behind the parade and follow along.
Well, fair enough. But if you're trying to get to somewhere else, plan ahead. Just be ready, because it was awful.
Derek.
Especially for new people, and I'd say a couple of years or so, avoid saying yes to your friends who want those con exclusives that cannot be there at Gen Con.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Pick this up for me while you're there. Don't do it. You're going to lose 4 hours
unless
of your
life. If you're already going to be there for a con exclusive. And
no, you can't even do that because they only limit you to one.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Never mind. Don't do it.
You'll lose 4 hours of your life. Yeah, it's a trap.
Daniel.
Don't work your first year?
Yeah. That is my, unfortunately, last year was my first con, and that was my first negative experience. I don't hold it against the con. I love Gen Con. I had fun as I could, but yeah, don't volunteer. Go a couple years, enjoy it as an attendee. If you get the chance, make sure that you check into the group that you are volunteering with and make sure that they're cool people.
Can I
ask around?
I know True Dungeons.
Ask around. That's
yeah, right. Ask around. Get some, don't just volunteer. Try to ask.
introduction.
And this is, you know, and this is volunteering for the vendors, not for Gen Con. This is for the vendors.
What you got, Prime?
Okay, I would say steer clear of moving vehicles. Because not only are there cars, there's like two major roads that the convention center is between, which is Capitol and Maryland, right? Is it Capitol, well,
Capitol Maryland? Capitol, Maryland, West Missouri.
Right, so, I mean, if you're either Pokemon going or stadium. Just not paying attention.
Right, well, and the fact that Gen Con is, it starts on a Thursday, so there's two work days.
Right.
And that area of town is pretty high traffic for, like, the government buildings and stuff like that are really close to that, so.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
And also, the convention center doesn't make a huge habit of this, but there are also people that run around on these golf cart type things.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That will run you over if you're not paying attention, so yeah. I would recommend being aware of your environment.
All right. I would have to say, and I'm going to break my own rule. I have two. First, steer clear of negative people. If you are at the con, I don't mean Derek. I mean, if you're...
steer clear of Derek.
Just no, because Derek's really good to hang out at the con with, because he's got a lot of insider information and you know,
experience. I mean, I do make jokes that I...
Yeah.
It's not that I'm like... needing like a self-help group or something for this.
They wouldn't like you anyway.
Yeah, no. Right. But no, what I mean is, if you're in the middle of playing a game with people and they're being, you know, what I like to call negative Nancys, and they're just bad-mouthing players, or they're bad-mouthing, you know, they actually have a rule a lot of times in tournament play for depending on what kind of game you play. If you're playing with an opponent or playing against an opponent and they're being extremely negative like that, you can actually have them penalized for that kind of an attitude, because we want to encourage positivity through gaming and things like that. So if you're around a bunch of people that are being super negative about something, and it's really, you know, it's really harsh on your mellow, get away from them. Yes, that's right. if you are not having a good time because of something that somebody's talking about or saying, then get away from it. The other one, and it's similar to Daniel's, but I don't necessarily mean it in the con sense. Don't work during the con. I did this last year. Not only did I volunteer at the convention, but I could not get off of my normal job during the convention. On Wednesday night and Thursday night, I had to work. I worked overnights, and it killed me the first two nights at the con, because I literally would go from my own job to home, take a shower, go to the con, work the exhibit hall in the con, was dead dog tired by the end of it, and then was trying to play in a Pathfinder exclusive game and falling asleep at the table, not having as good of a time as I could have because of
waking him up.
My work schedule. Yeah. So if you can't get off of work, just go and enjoy the con during maybe the exhibit hall hours, and then go home and get some rest, because you're going to have a much better time on the weekends after you've kind of rested up versus really kind of burning the candle at both ends. That's so,
what did you take you 10 years to learn?
Me? No, this was the first year I'd actually worked.
Oh, really?
During Gen Con. That's
the story you did last year, too.
Last year is what I'm talking about. 2015.
Year, I mean, sorry.
No. Okay. If I did, it may have only been Wednesday.
Okay.
And Wednesday didn't affect me that much that year because it was only Wednesday. I was able to get Thursday off. So.
And if you are off, make sure that your job knows that you are off and you're not on call.
Right.
Like, they're not emailing you and stuff like that.
Obviously, it's a little different for Dr. Deb, but not
necessarily. Well, I'm on vacation. If there's an emergency and they have to text me, they can. But I have warned them that I'm text may not be available, because with that many people all using their cell phones for Pokemon Go, who knows what's going on, I may not get cell signal well.
This podcast will...
Don't you dare say this podcast, because I am not anti-Pokemon Go.
No, I'm just saying that we are... We have got several anti-Pokemon Go.
We're a split party.
In my professional opinion, it is not safe.
I would agree with
that. I have a professional opinion.
No, people aren't safe. The game is fine.
It's not the game.
It's the people. We're not going to do this right now. No, this is not our discussion.
No, I actually do have one follow-up thing to say about it. Because, I commented on it as my main thing about Pokemon Go. To steer clear of it. Here's the thing. I've actually learned a lot about Pokemon Go by hearing people talk about it. And this is something to consider. If you're going and doing a lot of Pokemon Go stuff, okay, the NSDM stories I got from last year, I will be telling for a decade to come.
Sure.
If you go to catch a bunch of Pokemon, you might be playing with them for a few months to come, because the game is still in development. Honestly, if you are a Pokemon Go player, I would, and I know I'm not a player, so maybe people are like, oh, well, you don't understand. Maybe I don't understand. But it's going to be more, you're going to get more fun, and it's going to stay with you longer if you actually go to the con for the con and don't try to do a whole bunch of side stuff.
We are a bunch of haters.
I'm going to allow those who are Pokemon Go players that are going to be at Gen Con to make that call for themselves.
Also, walk the canal if you're a Pokemon Go player.
Absolutely.
I'm a game addict, I can tell you.
Don't walk into the canal, please. Well, don't go for a swim in the canal.
Walk into the canal.
That's a story I'm going to tell.
And it's much safer than walking off a
cliff. But don't do it if you're a Colts punter.
Oh no.
Pat McAfee,
waterproof your phone.
Yeah, waterproof that phone.
So bad. Five people got that joke.
Get control of your podcast, man.
I'm trying. Okay, so things that we recommend, things that we steer clear of. We've already talked about some of the things that we're looking forward to the most.
Favorite memory?
Goodness, maybe. Yeah, let's do that. We'll do one more pass around the table. Favorite memory of past Gen Cons. We'll start with Lance.
How about cheese? Oh,
yeah, sure.
Carrie Wu, who has been working very hard in the kitchen fixing food for my husband and herself. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm excited for the new Harry Potter game.
Yay!
Yeah, me too. I can honestly tell you that the Firefly Legendary game are the two con exclusives that I'm going to try my hardest to get a hold
of. It's
going to
be big. Good luck.
Yeah.
I'm sure
I've already got
huge.
Kevin pre-ordering Firefly Legendary for me. So.
Oh, do you? Maybe I'll talk to him.
I need to talk to him.
I don't really care if I get it. I just want to demo it.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yay.
I know that if you do demos, they're giving away promo cards.
Mm. All right.
So I think there's 4 promo cards that you can get. I don't know anything else
about
it.
Just for the Harry Potter
movie? For those, yeah, Harry Potter deck building game is coming out at Gen Con, at least in demo form. I don't remember if they're going to have it for sale. So
I'm pretty sure they're going to have it for sale.
And coming in 2018, Harry Potter Go.
Yes. Yes, that's actually
gotta
being formed.
Why has it got to be 2018?
No, because it's taking that long to develop it.
I'm okay with fighting dragons.
They're
going to
have cell phones in the shape of wands now.
Right.
No, I actually heard. Never mind.
Favorite memory.
Favorite memory. Starting with Lance.
Outside of family stuff, I really enjoyed our cheerleader last year from the Pathfinder Society game.
Who doesn't?
She was awesome.
She was so fun.
Not even in a weird way. She was just super excited. If you haven't played a Pathfinder exclusive, they segregate the players based on level 1 through 5, 6 through 10, 11 through 15, and then those groups are all doing kind of separate but equal assignments per table. And as you're completing these different objectives throughout your game, there is a, I guess what you might call a handler or something like that, that's kind of standing in proximity of 4 to 6 tables. And when you clear out an objective, your GM turns and looks at them and says something or gives them a hand signal, and then they, in turn, give a hand signal to the people that are in the middle of the room, who then, in turn, give a hand signal to the people who are kind of running the judging to make sure that certain objectives are getting met at a certain pace and by a certain number of people, and as they're being met, it's kind of like everybody is winning and the story is continuing to progress.
It's like the standard bearers of the old army where you'd have somebody that had the arrows. And
like a herald.
That down,
right.
The herald,
yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the archers are ready, and yep. Another flag goes up. And oh, now the archers are firing now.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and they're kind of in that capacity.
It's cool
heralds for
watching them kind of stand up and then signal. And you don't know what the signal means, but you know they just signaled the front table. So you're like, I think that's good.
I hope.
We're making progress,
Let's
I hope.
See.
Let's hope we're not all going to die.
So last year at Gen Con, our herald, if you will, was a young lady who was she was formerly a cheerleader, and I think she was a cheerleader trainer
or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Coach.
Yeah, she coached.
And she was doing, like, every time we would clear an objective, she would do, like, backflips and like stuff like that down the aisle and stuff. It was awesome. Like she was.
It started off as okay, yes, and it was a real small little hand cheer. Yep. And then as we kept encouraging her, she kept getting bigger and bolder with her movements.
It was
great. Until all eyes were on her.
She was doing back tucks and back springs for us.
It was awesome.
And her husband was the one that she was giving the signals to. So we knew exactly what she was doing.
Yep.
But everyone else was
so
what is this
fun.
Thing happening?
It was so cool. It made, I'll tell you, for the point in time, you know, I was really tired, but it kind of like helped, you know, keep my focus on the game and what was going on, because it was like, hey, cool, or, you know, we're having a good time. And, and that was definitely a good one. So, John, what do you got? Favorite memory from previous Gen Con?
Well, it's obviously going to be NSDM, because that's what I keep talking about. But it's a weird story, because most people wouldn't think this would be something you'd enjoy. But during the last game of NSDM that I had, it was the one where I was playing as the Iranian Republican Guard. And just to massively summarize, the situation at the whole game was basically that our leaders actually wanted peace. I know, Iranian leaders wanting peace, whatever. But all the people underneath were trying
to definitely make-believe games.
Yes. All the war
indeed, this
people,
is fantasy.
Like the second-tier people, were all trying to either invade Iraq or get nukes or do some other craziness behind the scenes. And just as we're getting close to the end of the game, and basically they're all getting caught. Every plan is like, oh, they just got caught, and they just got caught. And it's one thing after another. So the problem was, like, okay, basically the U.S. is going to invade us. That we were doomed at that point.
Like you do.
Except like, wait a minute. I was in a position. I was the head of the military and this like the Secret Service for Iran. I was like, wait a minute. I can be a scapegoat. I can literally throw myself under the bus and save our country from being destroyed. And the reason I enjoy this so much is because I've played with several GMs who, they never like having the player characters, you know, die. Whereas if you have I always think that if you have a character who's willing to sacrifice themselves, that's like, that's big in the story. And I thought, you know, I finally get to have a heroic sacrifice.
You get Han Solo it? Is that
yeah, basically, I finally get to have a heroic sacrifice. And I had wanted to do that for years. So I said, throw me under the bus. And that's how I averted.
Got me right here.
Nuclear war.
I would have given it all in much more detail, but I mean, that's the big summary story. Yeah,
okay.
I actually enjoyed dying in that game.
Derek, what do you got? Favorite Gen Con memory?
When everyone showed up to his game with all of their tickets and none were turned in for other games.
Well, yes, that would be miraculous.
I think that's happened when you did your finale game.
Four times, I think.
Times.
Yeah. And
10 years.
No. I've had a really tough time thinking about a good, like, one good memory. I've had multiple. No.
I understand what you mean. The one good, because there's been a lot of good ones.
There's been a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
And there's always at least one game session that is very memorable. Like last year, it was the session that I ran where the party was helping out a pirate. And a pirate queen who is going against another pirate queen. The players all got into it. Like, they embodied their characters. It was a lot of fun. They played up the quirks of each character. We got to go through a whole lot of Jewish humor. because the pirate queen was a Jewish mother.
Awesome.
A Jewish mother.
Yeah, and her entire crew was her sons and
doctors.
Yep. And so they were trying to the other park queen was trying to interfere with their sons marrying the daughters and all that. And so yes, it was a very interesting game.
Okay. That sounds fun.
It was a lot of fun. I was sitting on the sidelines trying to not make Jewish comments, and it was awesome. It was awesome.
Joshy.
Much like Derek, it's hard to knock him down to one. But I think I can summarize one that I will never forget with two words. Praise Paylor.
Oh, my God.
I want to say it was the first year we played Lost Religion Foul with Derek. We had one gentleman that was there that was a cleric and was just on fire for his god, Paylor. It was a thing of beauty.
Literally forgot about fire. Praise Paylor.
Praise Paylor. Last, because we had, and the guy played the cleric the first two sessions, and then somebody else played him the third session. But in the second session, he had the whole team, and most of us were not religious anyone other than, yeah, the gods exist, whatever, blah, blah, blah. This guy, praise Paylor in everything. So by the time the second session was over, it was praise Paylor for everything. So when the third session rolled around and a new guy took over the role, and everyone else was like, praise Paylor. This guy's like, what is going on? I must be really good at my job. So, yeah, I've got a lot of really cool memories, but that one, well, I'll never forget praise Paylor.
That's awesome. Daniel, you only got 1 year, but you got some.
Well, like I said, last year was kind of a weird one since, you know, I worked and everything. Right. I guess for me, it was the more personal of the good time last year. Again, like I said, I had a good time. There were several personal ones that were good, but I will bring up one specific one because it was hilarious. The booth that I was working in...
I knew this was going to be your one.
The booth across from us
was
selling kilts. And one of the guys that was the... Well, there were two of them that, and their wives that were there. And the two guys were watching because I was standing out front of the booth that I was volunteering at and pulling people in. And people were looking at me like, why is he getting people to come in here, you know? And apparently they didn't know that I should be doing that. Well, the guys from the kilt booth across the way is like, every time I'd be standing out there and I'd start pulling people in, he'd lean over, he'd go, hey, come work for us. And I was like, I can't do that. I already volunteered.
Sorry.
And then a little bit would go by and there'd be more people coming in. And he'd go, no, seriously, come work for us. I'll get you a kilt. And it just kept going on and on. And this started on Thursday, went through Friday and into Saturday. And by Saturday, it was just a running joke because because then I wasn't at the door. And then they would start coming in to the booth and like, are you going to come work for us today? Come on. Come over here.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was entertaining, but I had a lot of fun because, you know, again, there was some personal stuff connected with that later on in the weekend. But for me, it was the idea that the vendors, you know, they're there to make money. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. They need to make money. They're trying to get their stuff out there. That is great. You know, seriously, go buy from them. But it was cool because you also realized that they had personalities, that it wasn't just about the money.
Yeah.
They were having fun. They were joking around and kidding around with people. And I think for me, that was the biggest thing because with it also being my first con, and I also don't do well in large crowds, why I thought it would be a good idea to volunteer was, you know, okay. But I did it. I survived the weekend. I had an absolute blast. But it made it really enjoyable for me the weekend because I saw everybody having fun. And yes, you have people that, you know, that weren't probably the nicest people sometimes, but the majority of the people are there to have fun. They are doing, you know, things that they like to do. And I think it made it more enjoyable for me, even though I was volunteering and not really getting to see a lot. I was having fun just watching people too. So, you know, that was an enjoyable thing for me. And that's why I'm actually looking forward this year to actually being one of those attendees so I can go around and mess with people like people did with me. But in a good way, not a bad way.
Right. Cool. So, Dr. Deb, what you got?
Oh, that's a hard one. There's so many kind of different little ones, but honestly, I think the things that I remember about Gen Con are the spontaneous things that weren't really on the schedule, the big plan of, oh, we're going to do this really big thing. It was it's 10:30 at night, no one's in a game. You just want to sit over here and just play some Cards Against Humanity, you know, or there's a whole bunch of us, we can't come up with a game to play, so let's just all play Quack in the Box. And you're tired, you're worn out, but you still want to keep playing, And so you just want to keep staying up and having fun and playing games. And I remember both of those times. And I mean, just and that kind of camaraderie of, yeah, we've all been doing all sorts of different things, but let's all get back together again. And you know what? This is my game group. Let's just play and let's just play a game. And it's 1 o'clock in the morning and I don't want to go to bed, but I need to go to bed because tomorrow's more Gen Con.
Yeah.
That's what I remember. I remember those times, those pickup games, like when we played Nuns on the Run. I think, I forget what it was, 5 or 6 of us played Nuns on the Run one time because we were just like, we just want to play a Mayfair game.
It was at the game library.
Yeah, it was at the game library. We were like, what are we going to do? Let's just play a game. And we played it and we loved it so much that we bought it at Mayfair. We own Nuns on the Run now. So those kind of random, let's just sit and let's just hang out and let's enjoy that. Because sometimes you get so lost in all of the scheduled events that sometimes it's just, let's just sit in the hallway and just, okay, now you can't sit in the hallway and play werewolf. Whatever.
You used to could.
And actually remembering that, and that's another, I remember sitting in this humongous, you know, 60-person werewolf circle and playing werewolf with Carrie. I remember that 4 or 5 years ago, I think. That's what I remember, is that was just really fun. And yeah, I was exhausted, but it was a good exhausted. I was relaxed. I was having fun exhausted. That's what you want at the end of Gen Con. You can barely move, but it was because you had such a good time. So that's mine.
Okay. Daniel, you had something else?
Actually, I have to tease Deb. She's sitting here saying that she played Quack in the Box, and she's a doctor.
Yes.
So I'm wondering why you were in the box.
Actually, it was an ER doctor who actually who invented the game, and that was several years ago.
You played that with us yet?
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic.
I thought it was a game about a gynecologist.
Yeah. You know, you can. That's one of your options, by the way. Ha ha. But I went over there, and that's actually another little story. It was fantastic. We just wandered over, and it's an ER doc who's dressed in his scrubs, demoing this game. So already you got my interest, because those are real scrubs. I recognize real scrubs. What are you in real scrubs for? This is my game. It's Quack in the Box. Okay, you are a quack doctor. And I'm already like, okay, I'm fascinated. And he demoed this game. I am cracking up, because as a doctor, the ludicrous aspect of this game is so funny.
Yeah, it's fun.
Giving a hysterectomy to a male.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you can give a hysterectomy to a guy to try to cure him. You can do the person has a cold and you end up doing a burr hole in their head.
And then giving them chemo treatment.
And then giving them a chemo treatment.
One time I did a brain surgery operation for a cold.
Yeah, you did. You were the one that did it. And so I'm laughing and busting out laughing, and nobody else is laughing as hard at this demo table as I am. And the ER doc is like, okay. And I was like, that's absolutely hilarious, because it's absolutely perfect. And I explain, and he's like, so you're a doctor. And I was like, well, I was a resident at the time. I think I was an intern at the time. And he's like, okay, so you totally get this. I was like, I absolutely get it. This is fantastic. I want this game right now. And then brought it home. And then my friend Kayla, Mike's wife, who's a nurse, losing it as well. No one else is thinking it's as funny as we do, because it was awesome. So that's another story. You might find an ER doctor who's trying to sell you a game at Gen Con.
Although I do have to say that playing that game with you is always good, because I'm like, what does this mean?
Right.
And you're like, oh, well, actually,
I can translate that. And why am I trying to cure it? Hold on, what? Right?
Derek. You were mentioning about those late night games.
Yeah.
I miss those a lot.
Yeah.
I missed doing Werewolf at night. When Living Greyhawk was still around, I was running games.
Right.
They used to do a midnight game, didn't they?
Yeah, they
went to like 4 in the morning or something like that.
Yeah. Yes, it went all night, and so I miss that.
Yeah.
And it's those odd little events that are not planned that it really can make a Gen Con.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prime?
I'd have to say a few years back when I did my Drow cosplay with a lot of the group, me and Princess Katie were meandering the halls and came across R.A. Salvatore.
I was with you.
Okay, you were there too.
Yeah, it was right.
By the way.
But Katie was there.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, right. I'm her shadow anyways. Anyway... So we met up with him. We took some pictures with him and hung out with him for a minute. And he's a pretty cool guy. So that's probably one of my favorite memories that I can think of out of the decade plus that I've gone to Gen Con.
That's, for me, that was the second time I had gotten a chance to like hang out with him. But Deb?
I just want to do an honorable mention because he's not going to be there this year. Tracy Hickman.
I swear to goodness.
The podcast that we do.
You're taking Don. Would you let Don talk?
I'm sorry. It's because Don's brilliant.
Don, you just need to pass out Ritalin to everyone.
I'm just going
to
pass out tranquilizers to everyone on this
Never
podcast.
Mind. Okay, I'm done.
Except for Derek.
I'm done. I'm done. Okay, I'm going to let Don do his, okay? Please and thank you. I'm going to be
done now. So my favorite Gen Con memory.
Don, what do you remember?
I think I know.
My psychic ability.
Okay, no, Josh, if you know, then don't say anything.
Specifically, was last year at Gen Con. We do a we were up until this year because he's not going to be there. But every year for, I believe it was the past 4 years, we had done an interview, a hangout with Tracy Hickman. The first year it was just an interview. The second year I think we sat down. Was that when Sojourner Tales came out? Was the second year?
It was second or third year, yeah.
And then we played his Sojourner Tales, and then we did another podcast with him and just talked to him about some different stuff. But last year was a little different because it was just him. Laura wasn't there. His family was at home because his daughter was planning her wedding, and they were trying to get things wrapped up with that. And so it was just Tracy. And it was really kind of different because I feel like, for Tracy, Laura is a huge like battery charger for him. Like if she's going, he can go. But he didn't come in until Thursday or like really late Wednesday night or Thursday morning, so we couldn't do the Wednesday night podcast with him. And we've been trying and trying all weekend to try and figure out when we could do it. And then we went to the breakfast on Saturday morning and got done with that. He was totally cashed. But we waited for a little bit, and then we just started talking to him because obviously he knows us, and you know, we're all kind of friends, at least casual friends at this point. And we said, hey, we'd love to have you, if you are feeling up to it, on Saturday night. Let's get together, and we'll just sit, and we'll just hang out and podcast. And so he joined us on Saturday night, and we sat and talked for what? 4 hours, 3 hours, or it something was, like that.
It was before we even started the mic.
Well, it was an hour and a half before the mic.
Right.
Talking about the void.
Yeah.
And then there was an hour. And then we went into the actual topic.
And then I think we talked again for like another hour or like 45 minutes or so after that.
Yeah.
I want to say it was a 2 hour recording.
It was, I don't remember. The recording was about an hour, hour and a half.
But it was
both before and after, though. You didn't hear off the mics. We just chatted with him about
what was cool was just really being able to kind of see Tracy Hickman for who he is as a lover of writing and as a lover of storytelling. We got to really kind of grill him about some of our favorite characters that he's written about, Strahd von Zarovich and
Lord Soth.
And the Dragonlance series and things like that. But it was just so neat to be able to just kind of hang out with him. You know, versus having some sort of like strict itinerary. It was literally just him. I mean, he was tired.
Yeah.
So it was literally just him kind of relaxing and just chatting. And we talked for almost 4 hours. And I think what was really great about that was just at the end of it all, it was like I really felt like you could really tell that Tracy not only loves what he does, loves his family, but he loves being able to hang out with people who love what he loves.
Mm-hmm.
And, it doesn't matter whether it's us on the Established Facts or his son with the stuff that he's working on with The Void or other people that are writers or something like that. It's like he just has a genuine love for writing and for people and for being able to talk with people about that kind of stuff. And he's one of those kind of guys. He's got one of those personalities where everything is a story. It doesn't matter whether it's intended to be or not. He's just an amazing storyteller.
Yes.
And
yes.
You just sit there and you ask him a question and you just listen to him talk for 2 hours.
That was when he talked about the Lord of the Rings a little bit in our very, very first podcast. And I just wanted to sit there and just...
Right, right. It kills just talk. Me. Like, I think that's probably the saddest part of him not being there is not kind of having that reunion that we have every year. But I am so proud of him and his family for being able to do the things that they're doing. I really hope that whatever this wave of VR, AR gaming is, comes here to Indy, because I would love to see A Void arena here in Indianapolis. If for nothing else, giving us an excuse to be able, like, yeah, we know Tracy Hickman. Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Yeah, we know who wrote that. Sure. Great guy to talk to.
Right. You know.
This is the first game he ever sold.
That's right.
By the way, the first Sojourner Tale. This is it.
That's right. I have the first copy of Sojourner Tale.
Yes,
right.
You do.
Signed copy.
First game he ever sold.
Oh.
There you go. So I would have to say that that's probably the... Meeting Bob Salvatore and hanging out with him is probably a really close second, just because I love his work. But in general, being able to say that I actually talked to a guy yesterday at work on my last day at my previous job, and he was a reader of Dragonlance, and I happened to mention Gen Con and Tracy Hickman, and he was like, "You know Tracy Hickman?" I was like, "Dude, I'm buddies with Tracy Hickman." It's not even that I know him.
We go back to Nam.
We go, that's right.
We sit and chill out with Tracy Hickman at the end of Gen Con.
So that's definitely one of my fondest memories of Gen Con. That and the first year I went. It's so hard to try and top the first year you go, I think. Mm-hmm. If you have a good time.
You top it with the second year.
If what's that?
You top it with the second year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you just keep going, and you just keep going. That's right. So... All of that being said, you know, I hope that for those of you who are newer or new attendees to Gen Con, the things that we talked about will help you have a great Gen Con. I know we're going to have a great time. Come and see us. If you can, you can send us some stuff on Facebook. Let us know what your schedule is. Oh, yeah, we didn't even go over the...
I won't even worry about it.
That's okay.
Don't.
All right. Well, yeah, sure. So on our Facebook, there is a... I'll just do a really quick... PSA on
from
our Facebook
from the Gen Con Reddit.
From the Gen Con, what is it? Reddit.
Reddit.com /r/GenCon.
They have a Gen Con character sheet. It's kind of fun. It's got a bunch of like things, like a checklist of things that you should bring, with a couple of open options for you to put maybe dice or possibly pencils or things like that that aren't on the list. But in general, it's just kind of a fun way to organize what your weekend's going to look like. You've got slots for events during the day, your travel information, shopping list and notes, what your budget is for food and shopping as well. So definitely check it out. It's on our Facebook page, and it's all over probably the Gen Con page and stuff like that.
It's a fun way to be organized.
Yeah, yeah. If you want a way to be organized, if you're like me and you just need an incentive to do it, fill out a character sheet. And, you know, it's kind of like your...
According to the character sheet, budget is like armor class and hit points.
Apparently.
Correct. That's what it looks like.
Makes sense to me.
And, yeah, you're right.
So, please definitely have a great time at Gen Con this year, 2016. We hope to see you out there. Let us know. Give us some feedback on what games you're planning on playing. And then definitely give us some feedback on how you felt about those games and some of the things that you got a chance to experience at Gen Con. So, for episode 125, we established that Indie Pop Con was awesome, and Gen Con is coming, which it's still around the corner. But nothing beats a Princess Katie's flailing arms. And our new fact for Gen Con... it's a little more, you know, downtone, but Gen Con is the best 4 days in gaming. So, make it the best you can for you. This is episode 126 for Gen Con. Oh, stop it. And we will check you later.
Bye.
Bonus.
Bye.
Game on.
Please visit us at www.theestablishedfacts.com and our Facebook page, facebook.com/theestablishedfacts. If you'd like to support us by buying some merchandise, visit cafepress.com/castingrobot.
Bonus!